No masking at Trump rallies. That's what the Bidenistas do. Don't do that. The president said some things. Don John of Manhattan said some things last night that I I thought were worthy of playing on the program today. So I rolled some audio tape on a package piece from One America News this morning, and I'll share some of that audio with you. But just let me say that if you were wondering, and I know most of us were, what happened to Trump in the spring and early summer of 2020? When it appeared he was nothing more than a boot-licking lackey for that little tin-horn dictator, big pharma tycoon, Anthony Fauci. He was eating out of the palm of Scarf Vader. By the way, where has Scarf Vader been? Scarf Vader was sighted about 2-3 weeks ago off camera at a White House press briefing. I haven't seen Anthony. She's making telephone calls. Apparently, I don't know if she's doing this at Trump's behest or not, but Scarf Vader, if you don't know who that is, if you're a new listener, that's Dr. Deborah Burks, always running around with her stupid, ridiculous scarves on. Scarf Vader is making telephone calls to various and in sundry governors like my tin-horn tyrant, dictator John Napoleon Bell Bonaparte IV, and telling them that the corona hoax is still here. It's even worse that the caseload is on higher than is tolerable, and that doom and gloom are on their way. The third wave is now dawning on upon us. Now, there is an irony to this, and I'll tell you what it is, and I'll talk a little bit about this during the course of today's broadcast. And that is this. There will be a third wave, and the flu season this year is going to be the worst ever. That's not me speaking. That's people that are doctors that know what the hell they're talking about, and people that are epidemiologists or immunologists who know what the hell they're talking about. Why is this flu season going to be the worst flu season in the history of flu seasons? Well, because people are still running around with face diapers on. If you're running around with a mask on because your boss requires it, you need to quit. You need to make a stand. Some people are going, Mr. Chair, please, I need, are you going to pay my bills? No, I'm not going to pay your bills. I believe, though, that there should be civil rights lawsuits against this. This is not a public health. Look, if you got these people into court and you really just really want to quit and retire, especially those of you that work for big companies, quit. Let them fire you over the face diaper. And let them, and be very clear. Require them to inform you that the reason you have to wear the face diaper is to protect you and to protect others. Drag them into court, and I know someone is going to do this. You're going to get, some big company is going to get dragged into court for having, this will be in a year or two hence, for having required the face diapers. They're going to get sued and they're going to lose because they have no case. They have no medical case. They have no OSHA case. They have no health and welfare case. They're going to lose. We know what the facts are, and we know what the science and the medical data says, and that is that the face diaper is a political statement. Anyone that's running around with a face diaper on, especially people that are doing it outside. I saw a guy changing a tire yesterday. I'm not making this up. I almost pulled off on the road, on the side of the road, not to help the guy, but to take my tire iron out and beat him upside the head. This man is on the, he's on the side of the road, changing a flat tire by himself, wearing a face diaper. And I'm just thinking to myself, my goodness, Mike, you actually live in a time and an age where the mass hysterias of the past, the French Revolution, and the Red Revolution and all of the revolts that resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands and then millions of people, that can't use reason any longer. They're so demonically overcome that reason and logic are just gone. Facts? What's that? Can I buy a box of those? This is, as one woman put it yesterday outside the Trump rally, this is a historical moment. And unfortunately, the history of the moment is being written by the bad guys. It's being written by the thieves, been written by the liars. It's being written by the connivers. And most tragically and importantly, it's being written by the communists. The demonically inspired and infused communists are winning battle after battle after battle, almost forcing us regular people to the point where we're going to have to declare that we actually live in and are removing ourselves politically, financially, and severing all the political bands which have connected us with the union into free and separate. And I don't even think this will work in states unless you're talking about South Dakota and separate little fiefdoms. I'm not abiding by your rules and your laws anymore. I'm making my own. We're making our own, and we're not in bed with you anymore. We're not in union with you. We're almost being forced to this. Do you think that that is a coincidence? Because, you know, divide and conquer is an actual strategy. Dividing and then conquering is a strategy, because if you're unified, you're harder to beat. When you're divided into a bunch of little proletariat groups, if you will, well, then you're easier to beat by a big invading army or a big invading force or a big tyrannical force that's already there. It doesn't have to invade. Seems to me that that's exactly where we are. Let's do some, how is that? Well, here's a couple of headlines that'll help enforce that. Here on the Wisdom Wednesday edition of the Mike Church Show. DC Comics, Wonder Women of History to feature real world heroes. If you're standing, sit down. If you're driving, pull over. Do you know who a real world hero, the new Wonder Woman, is going to be? Did you guess? Like Alexandria, like Ocasio-Cortez or Cortez and like stuff. Did you guess that? Because if you did, then give yourself a gold star. You got it right. The new Wonder Women, DC Comics is releasing a new graphic novel celebrating Wonder Women of history and including among 17 female real-world heroes. Leftist darlings, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Representative Rashida Tlaib, and Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. Why are these women heroes?
You can lie about your ethnicity and that makes you a hero? Mm.
Yes.
What about cultural appropriation?
What about tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? What about how many babies have you encouraged the slaughter of? We're now elevating women to positions of power and stature based solely upon their hatred of the soon-to-be-born. This is a world in which I don't want my daughters to live or to be influenced by. But what choice do I have, again, if you can't figure out how to separate from these people and not be in league and union with them any longer. I gotta tell you, I don't know if Simpson is up early this morning, David. But, David, if you're up early this morning, Mr. Wonderful needs to make an appearance in the chat room at CrusadeChannel.com. Because Mr. Wonderful is actually encouraging people here locally in this area that we live in to actually form themselves into this little group where we do business with each other, including such novel ideas. And I read David's email and I go, that's awesome. I want to do that. I want to be a part of that. This is a group of Roman Catholics, very conservative Catholics. So I'm not dragging anyone into this. You go, you, I knew it. You tricked me again. You had to sneak your stupid Catholicism in. I'm not sneaking anything in. I just think it's a beautiful thing of what Simpson is attempting to do. After being told for 30 years, David, shut up. Why don't you just play the game like everyone else? Why don't you just go along with the flow like everyone else does?